This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Diedrich's on the hotline, and not only is it the season finale of American Housewife tonight, and they're all kind of prom-themed, but Diedrich has his daughter teach him how to shoot a three-pointer tonight, which I thought was similar to you getting beat in horse.
Oh, come on. My girlfriend's younger than me. She's not daughter.
Born December 24th in Alexandria, Virginia, and raised in Paris, France, after a few guest roles on such shows as The Fresh Prince and Quantum Leap, he landed the role that brought him to national attention on The Drew Carey Show. He's gone on to appear in such films as The Beverly Hillbillies, Office Space, Napoleon Dynamite, and Balls of Fury, as well as on the HBO series Veep. You can see him later this month on the Netflix series Space Force. And tonight, you can see him on the season finale of the ABC series American Housewife. Please welcome, friend of the show, Diedrich Bader.
Oh, Diedrich Bader, how are you, my friend?
I'm fine, Johnny. How are you?
Self-isolating, super weird, getting as weird as humanly possible, man. All days, all day long.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. Yeah, I know.
Every day is like
Blur's Day. It's incredibly disorienting.
Yeah, it's like Blur's Day every day.
Oh, no, totally. Yeah, the days blend in together. I don't really know. Like, I find myself continually, like, feeling my toothbrush to see if I brushed my teeth or if I did that. Yeah, you know, it's like I have no idea if I did things.
Oh, let me tell you how you know if you brushed your teeth. When you go to the store and you put the mask on and you're like, oh, God damn. That's how you know. Because it happened to me after I left here. I just realized what drinking coffee for 4 hours and then heading right out without chewing some gum or getting a mint's like.
Oh, right. I know. That stale kind of smell. Yeah, oh. I know. The mask does do that. Really recycles the whole thing.
I thought Menards, I had to go by Menards. I go, man, this place smells like booze. And then I realized, oh, yeah, it's Saturday afternoon and I've been drinking.
What's that smell? It's following me around.
Yeah. So I'm glad to see like new stuff that you guys are doing, man. I hate that it's the finale of American Housewife because we need more episodes.
Oh gosh, yeah. You know, this is a great one though. I mean, it wasn't supposed to be our finale. We were actually shooting our finale when the coronavirus really became a major concern. We had to cancel shooting. Basically, we were halfway through. And we just called it, pulled the plug, which I think was wise. But it was certainly really weird. I mean, I felt like, well, what are we doing? Why don't we just finish it and then go home? But,
yeah.
You can't go back in time. But anyway, this is the prom one, and I think for a lot of people it's going to mean something because a lot of kids are missing their proms. I mean, it's such a huge moment for your ritual of your life, you know, going to the prom, graduation, all of that, and some of these kids are missing this. So hopefully they can watch tonight and have their own at-home prom with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the other thing, by the way, I'm really looking forward to, is I saw the trailer for Space Force with you and Carell, and when I realized you were in it, I was like, of course he is, because he's perfect for this.
Oh, and Patrick Warburton is in it, too.
Of
we
course.
Have all our scenes together. And Pat and I came up together, you know, really early on. I would see Pat like 3 or 4 times a day at different auditions because we're both the same height and kind of big jawed and whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, we would see each other continually. And for like a couple weeks, I was like, oh, it's the same guy. And finally, I just went over and I was like, hey, man, we're going to be seeing a lot of each other. So I just thought I'd introduce myself. I'm Diedrich and blah, blah, blah. We've been friends ever since, but we never worked together.
Oh, and he's got that great, just like you, just really off-center sense of humor. That is just, it's delightful. You know, like he's definitely a great weirdo.
Oh, Pat is fantastic and walks away with every scene. I never want to work together with him again.
Yeah, it's this is going to be so much fun, everything, man. Just, hey, Carell is great. Like, you are great. Again, man, it's so strange to see Hollywood put on hold and not have work to do. Like, you know, someone's going to break because I know we have to watch this, and I'm of that, hey, let's all be safe, let's wear our masks, let's wash our hands, let's take this seriously, protect the people who need to be protected. But that being said, you know the machine can't be stopped. The money, when it dries up to a certain point, someone's going to just pull the trigger.
Well, all the on-camera stuff, like American Housewife or Space Force or Better Things, they were already shot and edited, and they were just doing the final cuts and doing the sound work and all that kind of stuff, which still could happen after the pandemic, because editors and sound engineers and the people that, you know, the composers, everybody that scores stuff, that when they do it on their computer, they can do it from home. They can actually do it at home. So they're still kind of in production. But the actors and the crew, we can't shoot. So right now people aren't feeling what it's going to be like once we get to around fall, especially with like movies and such, because we're not doing anything. I mean, there's literally nothing happening right now. You know, the only thing that anybody, as far as I know, is doing, I'm doing one on Friday, but is voiceovers, and you have to do them from your house.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then you send it in, and they'll animate to that, because the animators can also work alone. For example, we're doing the final looping on the Phineas and Ferb movie, but you have to Zoom, and then you got a special microphone that I had to order. I mean, it's really crazy. Of course, nobody has experienced anything like this. Obviously, a very, very long time.
Are you getting weird? Are you getting weird, like in your own time? Like, have you done anything? Were you even looking? You go, man, I never thought this is what I'd be doing with my life.
Well, you know, I've been very blessed in my career in that I've always stayed busy, and this is the longest I've gone without being on camera since I've been 21 years old. This is it feels different. Like I haven't memorized anything in months, and that feels weird. It feels like a muscle that I'm not flexing, and I know I'm sitting around. What am I doing? I could be memorizing things, but it just feels like there's no point to it, so I don't really know what to do. It's weird. I mean, it's an odd feeling, but I think we're doing the right thing. When I look at the everybody sick and the fatality rates and all of that, I think we're doing the right thing by staying at home and trying to contain this whole terrible incident. But
we've gotten so weird.
It's really difficult.
I've got this land called Disgrace Land. We put up a steel gate with the giant Disgrace Land signed. I have built a duck house that floats out of a dog igloo, a piece of bowling alley, and four pieces of PVC pipe. Yesterday, I picked up enough steel to build a small 25-foot trestle bridge in the middle of a forest that you can only drive like Polaris Rangers side-by-sides over.
Oh, this is totally necessary stuff. Humanity will thank you later.
This is called Occupy Your Brain, or I'm going to find myself dead on the couch from liquor and Uncrustables.
Oh, totally. Yeah, no, I know. I last three nights, I've only had like a couple of sips, but I was getting up to a bottle of wine before dinner.
Yeah, because it's easy, because you're like, it's like every day is Friday or Saturday, or you're like, man, I got nothing to do tomorrow. Woo!
I mean, really, what's the point? I could just sleep it off. It'll be fine. Nobody's counting on me for literally anything. So, what's the difference?
It's
weird. I mean, you know, everybody's experiencing it. So that's something. I mean, it's interesting to be, you know, because in this world where we can download things and watch them all on our own, and everybody's watching a different thing because there's so much product, you know, it's interesting to have something that we're all sharing, that we're, as a community, we're going through together. That hasn't happened for a while.
That's right.
We've all been drifting off into our own thing, and now we're actually together.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
Yeah, it's not a world war, but it is a world war in the sense that we are all experiencing it together. And you know what? If there's an upside to these types of things, it's the fact that we're forced to walk, for the most part, down the same path, facing the same direction, because we do have the same enemy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so for that, it's kind of a beautiful thing in that, you know, we are experiencing something together. We're obviously having different reactions. But in the main, people are bonding together as a community and fighting this thing together. And as you say, it is like a world war. And we'll all remember this time. You know, it's something that we will always have. As a community. So
remember that time?
It's a fascinating time.
That our country sat down and watched Tiger King?
Yeah, right? Exactly. And also the season finale of American Housewives.
Yes, on ABC, 8 o'clock tonight, Kansas City time.
Oh, Kansas City time, 8 o'clock? Come on, what are you doing? You guys are home and not yet drunk. So you can watch us.
It's good to hear your voice, man. And again, I hope everything gets back to work and we see more episodes of it. Can't wait to see the season finale tonight, 8 o'clock ABC, American Housewife with Ms. Mixon. And then Space Force we'll see, I think, on the 29th of May.
Yeah, that's right, Johnny. You'd never be without a new Diedrich Bader shows. So I'm trying to keep it in the pipeline for you, John. That's my number one occupation.
You're doing the
How
Lord's
do I
work.
Entertain Johnny Dare this week?
That's right.
That's when I wake up every day.
Doing the Lord's work, my friend. You are the great Diedrich Bader.
Thanks, John.
Good to talk to you, friend. Stay there. I love that guy.
How do you not love that guy and everything? I love that show.
He's Rex Kwando, bitches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.